Here's the thought about the thrill of tones. If you've been following my podcasts or reading any of my articles in Lenswork, you know that I'm an advocate of the idea that content is king and that photography is all about content, content, content. Well, that's that's true about 98% of the time. But I have to admit, there are certain images that present a chord, think of a musical chord, a chord of black and white tones that simply makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, that gives me a bit of a chill on my spine because they're so gorgeous. And content be damned. They're just terrific because of the tones that are in the image. Maybe that's why I became a black and white photographer in the early days of my career and couldn't care less about color, because I've never experienced that with color. But with black and white, I do. I wish I could describe precisely what tones those are so that I could not only share it, but reproduce it in my own photographs. I can't. All I know is when I see it, it's a thrill. I remember in the early days of photography, in particular, when I was first getting started young, I was in my teens, I wasn't smart enough or experienced enough to know when a photograph had interesting content. I just didn't have enough life experience. But I remember looking at prints by Wynne Bullock and prints by Minor White and prints by Edward Weston and seeing that thrill of tones. It's not always a way to make a good photograph, but it's not something we should ignore either, because obviously great content represented in gorgeous tones is pretty much the height of our craft.